Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call and advice show that blends new age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Psychic Dougal Frazier. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Los Angeles on this Thanksgiving week. Of course, joining me in Seattle is Benny. How are you doing, Benny?
Doing well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Right? So exciting. David, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Doogie.
I know how David's feeling. So here's the deal. We might be a little foggy this morning. And I gotta be real with you. I gotta be honest. So last night, we had such a good... I gotta be honest. David and I occasionally can be like old ladies. And people will ask us to do things, and we're like, oh, it goes from 7 to 10? I don't know. That's tough for us.
We're nesters.
We're nesters. It's bad. It's a problem. Whatever. So we got invited to do this interactive cooking class last night at this great place called hipcooks.com. There's actually a location in Seattle. They have several across the country. And it was cocktail party night. And you learn how to make like about a dozen or so appetizers. And then they also had a bartender there. And we learned how to make like 10 cocktails, which was super, super fun.
Oh, so it's like just 10?
Let's get started.
Oh, so boy.
Here's
bring
how
it on.
I'm going to bring it on.
Holiday cocktails. Get your pens and paper ready.
So we finally
decide.
Finally decide to go. And like the first 45 minutes, they do like a little intro. You make a few of the appetizers and then you move over to the mixology section, which was super, super fun. So these are the cocktails that we learned. We first started with a perfect martini. We did a Hip Cooks mojito, caipirinhas, ginger lemon drops, amaretto sour with cracked pepper for dessert.
Ooh.
I mean, that's a full schedule.
Yeah.
It was impressive. It was really, and they were really, very simple.
Well, here's the deal. So at first, you're with 20 people. We went with three of our friends, so the rest of the room is strangers, and you're kind of not talking to each other. But by the time, when it's time to do the drinks, they pair you up in groups of three, and the three of you shake one cocktail, and you split it. So by the time you've made the first three, everybody's dropping things.
Uh-oh.
You're taking pictures with strangers.
Uh-oh.
You're like, it's your mom's birthday. Yay!
I love birthdays!
Yeah, right. It was so much fun, though. It's kind of pricey. It was like $65 a head. But you're there for 3 hours, and you're eating, and you're drinking, and it was super fun. And I had no idea that your classic martini is just vodka.
Straight up? Nothing else?
I used to call that a shot.
Yeah. And then a dirty martini has like a drop or a very little bit of olive brine.
It was surprising. It was super, super fun. And then they made, you know what, the other one, we didn't say this, is they made a vanilla martini, which at first I was like, ugh, what am I? And, you know, freshman in college, no thank you. But it ended up being really, really tasty. And then the amaretto sour had cracked pepper in it. Who knew? And some of the food, though, we made, the first thing was, it was these little, like, pastry cups with caviar and creme fraiche. Delicious. Are you a caviar person, Benny?
Well, I'm from Alaska, so I've had plenty of seafood in my day, and yes, caviar is one of them. I do
like
it.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we did spicy candied nuts, warm crab dip, crisp potato cakes with gorgonzola, endive stuff with, I always say endive.
I feel like and endive is like the pretentious way to say it. I don't know what the right
way is. I always mix them up. But it was really, really fun, and we had a great time. We got home a little bit late, and then, in the middle of the night, I'm dead asleep. It's like 3:30 in the morning, and the dog, Bernie, is allowed to jump on the bed typically around 5, but sometimes he does it earlier. He jumps on the bed, stands on my chest, and throws up all over me.
Oh, no way!
Seriously. So imagine, you're dead asleep. I'm a little tired. I'm a little foggy. We've had some drinks.
That's what you get for having kids.
And all I hear is, and I start screaming, he's barfing! He's barfing.
You were freaking
He's
out.
Barfing. And I can't move because I don't want to get it all over the bed.
Oh, so my God!
David, I know.
Did you do
it was like
that?
Everything that you would see in a Will and Grace episode of the gay couple being like, do you know how expensive these sheets were? You know, running around like crazy.
And why do dogs do... It's so... I always thought that when dogs don't feel well, they kind of go and hide. But
they
it
do.
Seems like every time
We have a codependent dog.
And every time he gets sick like that, it's like he wants to be on top of you.
Right.
Or like right on the couch or somewhere where
this
you
is
really
what
don't
I'm
want
feeling
it.
This is what I'm going through
exactly.
right now
because we have hardwood floors. Any smart respectable dog would know to go to the hardwood floor. And then as we're cleaning up the bed, like, he'd only thrown up on a comforter and a blanket, and then he's walking in circles around the bed, hacking and all the other areas, and I was like, stop it! Stop it!
You know what? Oh, sorry, I was just going to interrupt. You know what's really funny is yesterday, Lindsay's dog, she has a little Yorkie, he puked too.
He did?
Yes.
Just randomly?
Yes.
I think it's interesting that you refer to him as Lindsay's dog.
Well, he's not mine, that's for sure. He just kind of like hangs around. You know, it's a thing. But anyways.
You don't walk him? You have nothing to do with him?
I take care of him, too.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyways, but it's kind of bizarre how you brought up the same story of it happening yesterday as well as our dog did the same. Something.
Maybe there's some sort of like puking thing going around in the dog
All
world.
All dogs are coming together.
I think he's preparing us. So here's the deal. I wrote a blog last week about the fact that we aren't doing family stuff. And the truth is, my sister and her children are coming for Thanksgiving. I had that in the blog. David thought it was too long. If you read it, we're just not doing things with extended family. I get along extremely well with my sister, so we're so excited that she's coming with her kids. We can do whatever we want. You know, my grandmother doesn't have an opinion. My mom doesn't have an opinion. My dad doesn't have an opinion. We're doing whatever we want. But she's bringing her kids. So Tallulah is two, who that girl's a barfer like nobody's business. So I think she's just preparing us. And Benny, I had no idea how many choking hazards we had in our house.
Yeah.
Because we have kids coming.
Well, and, like, and I've got them, so yeah.
It's crazy.
And sharp edges
sharp
on things.
Edges.
I don't know what to do.
I'm buying rainbow goldfish. I'm running around getting coloring books. Like,
I'm thinking the kids need to be bubble wrapped. That's what I'm saying. Just, you know, eliminate it, nip it in the bud. Start it from the source, you know, for them. Just protect them first, not the rest of the house.
You know those, like, inflatable sumo wrestling
yeah,
things?
Yeah, or the balls that you can just throw them in there, like little adult hamster balls.
Perfect. Save your children. Bubble wrap your baby.
Right. I like that. Bubble wrap your baby.
I love it. So it is the week of Thanksgiving. Are you staying in town?
Me, yes. We're going to do the dinner with Lindsay's side of the family, and then my family probably on the weekend, because it's just easier with scheduling.
Right? It's just crazy to run around. And try. So you're not hosting anything?
No.
Okay, because David is like full-on brining the turkey. This was a big thing on Facebook.
Really?
We posted on Facebook to brine or not to brine, and people went insane on this.
People had strong opinions. Some said not to, some said to do it.
Right, and I gotta quote MJ, because she I love her, and she comments everything, and MJ is a big fan of you. Do not roast your bird. Tits up was her comment. It's breasts down. I love that.
It happens.
It happens. So we're going to try that this year. I've never been, you know, I consider myself a good cook. I've never been successful with roasting a turkey. So if you're out there and you have some kind of, you know, tip that you think I should know, do you use champagne? Do you use beer? Are you a butter person? I want to know it. You can call. I'm curious. It's not just readings this year. Oh, I could predict the outcome of your turkey. I don't know. Because we're going to be talking about how to maintain your sanity during the holiday season, because I don't know if you're like me, but my goal when I go home or when I'm around my family is to remain my adult self for at least 24 hours. I rarely last that long, and within 12 hours, I'm rolling my eyes and storming to my bedroom and slamming the door.
What about deep frying, though, too? I've always wanted to try that.
I would love to deep fry a turkey.
Right, see?
But you have to get that thing.
You need a deep fryer.
Yeah.
So what? You can rent them, can't you? Here in L.A., everything's for rent down there.
We've discussed my weight issues. And
oh, come on.
Owning a deep fryer is not,
it's not
necessarily
the
best choice. My dad has a fry daddy, and he hates when I talk about his weight on the air. But my dad's a big guy.
It's not. You're talking about the fryer. That has nothing
right,
to do
right.
with it.
Well, the thing is, his friends that gave it to him, I'm like, what, do you have insurance papers on him? Like, what do you, did you take out a life insurance policy? You give the man a fry daddy? My dad would fry lettuce if you'd let him.
I bet
Although,
people have.
I actually have had fried lettuce.
You have?
Yeah, Japanese restaurants, that's a tempura thing. You can get fried lettuce. Trust.
Really?
Trust. I have tasted, eaten just about everything that's humanly possible.
In reality, it's not that much worse or more unhealthy than just using a stick of butter on the bird, right?
A fry daddy?
I mean, you think it's worse frying the turkey?
It's immersed in oil for 2 hours.
No. A
Are
turkey?
You sure? I watched Paula Deen. She was making her balls, y'all.
I thought it was like for like just a couple minutes.
No.
Seriously?
I was watching Paula Deen.
She said it was like an hour.
Yeah, it was definitely at least an hour.
And it was like a
12-pound bird. Yeah, no, those babies have to be in there for a long time. You don't bread it. So in that respect, it's not nearly as deep.
And it's probably less cholesterol.
Exactly. Guys, so I want to know, are you maintaining your sanity during this holiday season? How can I help you? We're getting close to the new year, so it's all about thinking about what's coming up and how you can set your intention. Super fun. And hey, be kind. We've got a new member on our team, Brian. He's answering the phone. Do you remember Valerie? We got a new person here, so be kind. We got Brian. Call Brian to talk to me. He is the gatekeeper, if you will. So come up with good questions, have good ideas, good comments. Our number, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. And be kind to Brian. When we come back from the break, we're also going to be talking about Respect the Bird campaign. Have you heard about this? Respect the bird, people. We're going to be talking about it. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a seven-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Cogler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, or if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellnessone.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellnessone.net.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back. I'm in a good mood this morning. It kind of feels like the last day of school. We're doing the show this morning. I got a couple sessions this afternoon. And then I'm finishing my 10-week course, Color is My Prozac. This has been super fun. It's an online course that you can take at home. And now that it's been recorded, you can actually do it on your own. So you know I'm all about free stuff. I'm giving it away, people. It's $70. It's a 10-week program. Each week you meditate on one of the colors that you've heard me talk about on the air for so long. You learn an intimate relationship with that color, and you get a little worksheet with the color's description, how to apply it to your life, and little homework assignments. So I think you're going to enjoy it. Go to the Facebook page. Even if you're already a fan on the Facebook page, you can click on the left-hand column, click sweepstakes, and join. And how long is the sweepstakes, David?
It's going to be 1 week.
Okay.
And you should clarify, you're giving away to a winner.
To a winner, right. Yeah. So one person will win, super exciting, or you can just purchase it on your own, but we'll talk about that later. So guys, remember my number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. If you can't call in and you're listening on Transformation Talk Radio, click the instant feedback button. Hey guys, give me turkey tips. What's your favorite thing? Are you vegan? Do you do a tofurkey something? I need to know. What are your sides?
Ooh, tofurkey, is that still in?
I think that's totally.
Okay, because remember it was big for a while, and like John Madden did it on like ABC and NFL football or whatever that one day. He like buried his hand into it, and they're like, what is that?
I missed that game.
Oh, well, anyways.
Here's the thing with tofurkey.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're a vegetarian, I would just stick to sides. I don't know why
that's
you
true.
Would want to mimic and imitate meat. But tell me.
Good point.
If that means something to you, if it's reminiscent, I want to know. I'm also going to be doing readings, or if you're listening on CBS New Sky Radio. Ooh, I was on Colette Baron Reed's show last week on CBS New Sky Radio. It was awesome, and that was super fun, so don't forget to listen to her on Thursdays at some time. We're just trying to keep everybody together. So I believe we actually have a caller who has a turkey tip.
Bill from San Diego.
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Hi, Dougal. I like to listen to your program on the TV on CRN.
Oh, Bill, I love that you listen on CRN. That's so cool. So what is your turkey tip? What can I do? How can I change my life? I want the perfect bird.
I'm a believer in the two-hour method.
What's the two-hour method?
I can cook a 10-pound bird in 2 hours or less.
Are you a magician? How are you doing it? What's happening?
You turn up the temperature of the oven to 475 degrees.
475?
For the whole 2 hours?
Isn't that how it cleans an oven?
It'll cook the turkey in 2 hours or less.
Are we basting, or are we just closing the door?
You just close the door and let the oven do its magic.
Bill, I love that tip. I'm obsessed with you. Have you called the show before, Bill?
I have called the program before. In fact, I wanted to call the other week when you were talking about the Penn State situation.
Oh, it was
unbelievable. I couldn't believe what was going on. They called it horseplay in the shower. It sounded like rape.
Yeah, well, I completely agree. It's so funny because we were talking to a friend of ours the other day who is an attorney for a really major talk show. And apparently, if you're on like a big television show, you can't say that it was rape because you can get like, you know,
defamation
and he hasn't been proven guilty yet. But I mean, you'd have to be a crazy person to know that that wasn't rape. So I totally agree with you. Even on the Rosie show, they were talking about it and she had to give some disclaimer and blah, blah, blah. And I remember last week David had used that word, but it's so funny how all of the stuff comes up with that. But Bill, thank you so much for your turkey tips. I totally, totally appreciate it. So guys, I want to talk about this interesting campaign that David found. It's called Respect the Bird Campaign. Doug Matthews wrote a blog post titled Respect the Bird because he was tired of how Thanksgiving tends to get overlooked in between Halloween and Christmas. And it's true. It's like the minute Halloween is over, November 1st, we like completely bypass everything and there's like this frantic dash to start shopping. So apparently, what website was it on?
Well, he wrote a blog post actually on allrecipes.com, which, by the way, is a great website if you're looking for recipes. And so he wrote the blog on there, and it became like a huge movement where he was basically talking about trying to like take the focus away from shopping. Like, you don't have to go out and spend money on Black Friday necessarily to like appreciate the holiday. And so the idea was to like be more thankful and try to just focus on really like accepting and enjoying Thanksgiving for what it is, as opposed to just being like an afterthought on the way to you know, Christmas and Hanukkah and the rest of the holidays.
Well, that's always why I've liked Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, you know, especially when I was younger, wasn't necessarily just about family. Like, we'd have friends come over and neighbors, and it was like this union and community of people getting together. And I've never been a fan of the Black Friday stuff and shopping immediately. I don't get that. And this year, they're even trying to spread it throughout the week. Like, my credit card company sent me. Have you ever gotten up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go shopping on the Friday after Thanksgiving?
I have.
Well, I'm already here, so I might as well, you know, take a couple birds out while I'm at it.
Are you going for something specific?
I usually do when I'm on it.
Like what? Electronics?
Shoes.
Shoe.
Sorry, I'm a shoe whore. I am.
You are?
I am.
I want to see your shoes right now.
I have about like 30 pairs of Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, I even got a pair on right now.
I've never gotten
4 a.m. I mean, I've never gotten up that early, but I have definitely gone shopping on Black Friday, and I feel like it's like, I don't know.
And wasn't it last year that someone got like trampled in a Walmart or something like that?
Yeah, we've heard many of those stories, though.
I like this idea. And remember, you know, stores, you know, they will respond to consumer demand. So if you line up at 4 o'clock in the morning because you want, you know, a DVD player at 50% off, they're going to do it again next year. But I think the idea of the campaign this year is if we don't go, if we pull back and we honor the fact that today's about reflection, it's about connecting to your family, and it's about really having a nice day and taking some time off. I think they'll notice a change and a shift, but it's like we get crazy all this, and it's too much.
And I mean, I still want the DVD player at 50% off. Right. I just would like the, you know, I want my Friday to be kind of more relaxed and be with your family.
And what do they call the internet version on Monday?
Cyber Monday or something?
Monday or something like
something
that.
Simple,
yeah,
but,
I just, it's crazy. So I think we should all have a moment where we sit back, reflect, and just take the day off if you can. Chill out. Hey, guys, we're going to go straight to a call. We've got Teresa in California. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
So what's your question?
I was calling about, like, my career. I'm kind of run into, like, I'm still confused about what I should do as far as work goes. I kind of consider myself like a jack of all trades. I mean, I've done so much in the past, and I just don't know where to go from here and, you know, what I should be doing.
Well, here's the interesting thing. You've got money all around you. Immediately when I tune into you, like, I just see prosperity and abundance comes really, really naturally to you. So I don't think you have to worry about it. Now, I do see a very, very soft purple. Purple is a leadership color, but I actually think you're going to get into something related to, like, event planning. There's something about the way that you organize people together, the way that you plan something. Like, if you and I were friends, I'd want you to plan my birthday dinner. You're good at getting people together and making them have a good time. There's something about the way you create an environment. Mm-hmm. You'd be so good at that. Have you ever done that before?
I did. I was a catering manager for 8 years.
Teresa, I'm changing lives this morning. Come on now. So what made you stop?
It's like that. It's like your book. You knew that already. You know, like,
exactly.
I knew that already. But
so what made you stop,
like,
the catering?
That reassurance.
What made you stop it?
I don't know. I kind of went as far as a different path in my career. Like, I started doing sales, and I had, like, this business opportunity with a brother-in-law of mine, and that kind of fell through. And then I met the man of my dreams, and he's kind of been taking me under his wing. And I've just kind of ran into this thing where it's like, I don't really know what I'm
doing. Who is that little baby
now
in the background?
Oh, yeah, it's my son. He's 3.5 months.
Oh, 3.5 months.
Congratulations.
So cute. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. He's been such a blessing to our family, and I've got two other daughters that they consume all my time, but yet I still sit back, and I'm like, okay, you know, when I'm done, you know, being mommy and they're in school, it's like, what should I be doing? And I'm very ambitious, and so I just kind of, like, I want to, you know, make something of myself, and I just, you know, sometimes I sit here and I get so confused about what I should be doing, and I'm constantly searching the job market, and
well, here's the thing. Two things that I want you to know. A, I want you to take time and just be with your kids right now, because that's totally your destiny at your moment. The second thing that I want you to know is you're really blessed this lifetime that finances are always going to come to you. It could come through your husband. It could come through you. It's just like you're really going to have abundance this lifetime, which is terrific. Once the kids are old enough and you really start to get that itch where you're wanting to be back into the career world, I think you'll touch on the part of you that was a caterer, but I think you're going to build from there. In my experience, it's about providing an environment and an energy for people. Kind of like what I was talking about earlier. I don't know if you were listening earlier. Like, we went and we learned and we were socializing and there were drinks, but I think you doing that kind of energy would be awesome. So it's like, when I say event planning, I don't think you're going to be planning, like, bar mitzvahs. Not that that's bad.
Yeah.
But for you, it's more like there needs to be an emotional energy and element to it for you to enjoy it, and the combination of the food and the lighting and the color and everything. You really like to create
that,
a mood. And so that's what I would run with. Do not work with your brother-in-law again, though. I don't think that's a good idea. When you talked about that, I did not like that feeling at all.
It wasn't. Yeah, we're not even on speaking terms right now.
I don't blame you. And that's the kind of thing where at some point you're going to have peace where you just let it go because you want everybody to get along. But may I just tell you that you were 100% right, and unfortunately he has a tendency to lie.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, Teresa, thank you so much for the call. Good luck with everything, and congratulations on that little three-month-old. So cute.
Thank you so much. Oh, and also, just real quick, I think you should definitely try the deep-fried turkey because it's amazing. Once you have it, you're like, oh, my gosh. It's
really?
It's really good.
So do I just go rent something?
Well, you can rent. They sell them pretty cheap now. I mean, it seems like a lot, but you'll use it for, you know, you'll use it forever. And it's not like a deep fryer that you keep on your kitchen counter and use over and over, or tempted to use it. We use it once a year. We store it in a garage, and it doesn't get brought back out until the following year for Thanksgiving. One tip, though, if you do deep fry your turkey, use injectors.
Okay, use
injectors. You go to the doctor, you get a shot, they inject the bird with, you know, like butter and good stuff. So.
Cool. God, Teresa, I love you.
Wow.
Chock full of information. If I, Brian, get her phone number, because if I gain 10 pounds, I'm calling her immediately.
Yeah, see if she can call back, actually. Unfortunately, doctor. But now, see, look, Google, you can keep the fryer around. It's not going to just be for the one-time thing.
And if David can't find me, I'm clearly in the garage
there
frying something.
Fried something.
Guys, we're getting so much information today. If you want to give us a call, call me at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I see your instant feedback questions. I'm going to take them when we come back. I'm Dougal Fraser. It's Thanksgiving week. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Say, are you in? Living in sin is a beautiful thing.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser on the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Hey, it's Thanksgiving week. So exciting. And don't forget, and I want to clarify this. David was smart during the break to tell me this. We're doing the Color Is My Prozac sweepstakes. So one person will win. I can't give it away to everyone. If you go to the Facebook page on the left-hand column, it will say sweepstakes. You click that, you join, and in a week, I will select one lucky winner, and you'll win a 10-week course that you can take from your home. It'll teach you all the intimate relationships with all the colors that you hear me talking about on a regular basis. Hey, we're going to go straight to our calls. We've got calls coming in from everywhere. We've got Jamil in Brooklyn, who I believe I talked to last week. Correct, Jamil? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. And I
or
think
good afternoon for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I talked to you 2 weeks ago. I was a little more flustered back then. I was working at the elections, and I just got on the phone on my cell phone. I had to call you, and it was wonderful. That 2 weeks ago, I had asked you about relationships because I'd not been focused about relationship, and I just thought about it recently because I'm about to turn the big 3-0 in December. And so you had said, no, that, you know, I think that what you're doing as far as finances might be the best thing. And I didn't ask you, follow up was, do you see me focusing on finances, job, you know, bettering myself financially as something that's going to work out for me, or is it going to be a
little tougher?
You mean
within your career?
Well, I don't have a career choice right now. I guess I'm just trying to make ends meet and trying to find things. All this is new for me, really. It truly is. It's like, because I have social anxiety.
Okay.
And so I've really been in my own little world for over 15 years.
Okay.
And so now I'm trying to go out and think about relationships and thinking about money and being independent. You know,
well, I love that. You know what? You said it right there. I'm trying to be independent. So right now, when you're focusing on being independent, that's the energy you're in, which is probably why I don't see much activity with relationships at the moment. I do, however, see some kind of like an apprenticeship with work. You end up working with an older male, I don't know, maybe late 50s, early 60s, who's a self-employed person who does a variety of things that are connected to helping people get kind of back on track. It may actually even be with finances, because I keep seeing books on finances in my head, like a Susie Orman type or something like that. And you do everything from, you know, pick stuff up for him personally to actually doing like online campaigns and advertising and help organizing his schedule. So it's a really great way for you to kind of shadow someone who is in a line of work that you really love without having to take on all the responsibility on your own. So in the beginning, it's a great way for you to learn new stuff. Now, this job doesn't seem to present itself until about early March is what I'm seeing. And before then, you have little odds and ends that pop up that keep you satisfied. But I really feel like, just like you said, in the year 2012, it's about you standing on your feet and being confident in who you are. So the first thing the universe does is they assign you to someone who's super confident and well accomplished so you can kind of learn from them. Not only are you getting paid, but it's also like this apprenticeship. Like, you guys seem to get along really, really well, and it's like he wants to help you in that situation. I want to talk about the social anxiety for just a second. You have a huge, huge heart. Which part of that, Jamil, is when you are around people, you really empathize with them, you really connect with them. It's part of why people are going to like you. As much as it's a strength, though, it can also be a hindrance as well. So part of the reason you're getting more comfortable with interacting with people and speaking your truth is you're learning how to disconnect from an energy when it's too heavy. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just want to say thank you and happy Thanksgiving before I go, but I've had some, you know, readings, and my friend had told me about you a couple of months ago. And when I had got that reading, I was so rushed, and it connected with me so much. And again, today, too, the apprenticeship and everything that you, because there's this man who works with Oprah, or used to, and he's coming back from wherever he's a, you know, wonderful person. He's going to visit with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think what you're saying is like, I didn't even think about that. I was like, maybe possibly, but you saying that.
Yeah,
it's something possible. But,
Jamil, is it Stedman?
Anyway, just, no.
I'm just kidding.
You ever heard of Brad Lamb?
The name sounds familiar.
Okay, well, he had a TV show on her network, and he had a Hay House radio show.
Oh,
and
cool.
And so we connected, and, you know, we talk, and he always sort of put out his Facebook, hey, I need an assistant for a couple of hours, and it's always happening like that, but I don't think it's going to be him because he's not in his 50s, but I think his community... Might be something. So
yeah, it's definitely an apprenticeship. And it's someone who you can stand next to and learn from and grow from. Okay, Jamil, so you are doing awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate the compliment. And go work for the Oprah people. I love it. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, so speaking of Thanksgiving, we were talking earlier about how to maintain your energy. And one of the things I had said is, you know, I find that my adult self, when I'm around family, like I immediately become a child again and lose every emotional tool I've ever learned. So I want to give you a really simple tool, and it's not about clearing your chakras, it's not about holding a crystal, it's not about working with your, you know, your dowsing tools or whatever. It's about getting out of the environment. If you are spending a significant amount of days with your family, I'm a big fan of the, I'm going to go take a walk alone right now. And the reason you go take a walk alone is because you need to connect back to yourself. Remind yourself who you are. You know, in Buddhist principles, when we're around our family and they're invoking any kind of anger or resentment or any feelings that might bubble up or insecurity, you want to thank them for reminding you to connect back to who you are. So there's nothing better than going on a walk and thinking about your life and thinking about your house. And again, being thankful and reflecting on, these are the people that created me. These are the people that I spend the majority of my time with. And both the good and the bad has brought me to who I am. But sometimes when you get trapped in that circle, it can be really difficult. So by the end of the time I'm with family, I'm taking like 6 walks a day.
Way to burn calories.
You got to burn calories. But at the same time, it just makes you feel better. So I say, go for it. Okay, we've got one more call from Seattle, I believe. We've got John on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Looking forward to a fatty Thanksgiving.
I love that. You know, John, I'm doing the same thing. There's nothing better than having several days during the year where you eat whatever you want. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't see why people got to, you know, take it easy on Thanksgiving. That's the day you look forward to eating anything you want.
I agree. You go for it. So, John, what can I help you with?
I get an impression that you're really good at reading energy. So I was kind of hoping you could give me some insight, because I've been kind of confused the last couple of years trying to get into this metaphysical lifestyle, and I just need some direction maybe.
Gotcha. Well, the two colors that I see around you is, first of all, white, which is very rare. And while I'm tuning into your aura, the white is flashing. And I also see a really soft green. So let's start with the flashing white light. Flashing white light can represent someone who's a little bit indecisive. It comes from the mental body. So I know that you're smart. I know that you like to dissect things. I know that you can go a little bit too far with that. But right now, it feels like you need to commit to something. I don't necessarily have to teach you how to get ideas. I think you're very good at coming up with ideas. What I do have to teach you how to do is take action on them. And that's why I see the green on the lower frame of your body. It's basically from like the solar plexus down. Green is a color of action. Green is a color of movement. Green is a color of change. Green is a color of committing to my beliefs and my ideas. The good news about green, though, is it's also grounded. One of the things that I think you've been worried about is kind of being taken away. You can get kind of lost in your mind. So the universe is trying to establish a balance by grounding your energy a little bit more. In my opinion, I think the New Age spiritual stuff is going to be more about a personal venture for you. I don't think that's going to manifest in your career. This sounds strange, but ultimately there's a real estate investment that you will do that makes a tremendous amount of money, but that hasn't happened yet, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, there's a real estate investment that I think comes up. It's like 3 years that at first you think, I don't, it seems to kind of like almost fall in your lap, and it makes a fairly decent amount of money so that you can explore other options. But that pops up career-wise. But why do you feel indecisive?
I'm just trying to figure everything out, you know, yeah. With the relationship, with my marriage, with my career.
Well, let's do this. Those are big, grand topics right now, and I don't think you're necessarily ready to take action on that. So what I want you to look at is making simple choices in your life, because you get a little bit stuck, and then that becomes a pattern. So it's quick things like, who am I going to spend dinner with? What am I going to have for dinner? How can I spend this day? It's like you get too trapped in your mind. In my opinion, once we get into, like, I don't know, the end of winter in 2012, that's when some of the bigger stuff will unravel. But I want you to look at right now, how often am I holding back from making a decision and keeping myself in this kind of spinning energy, because it's no longer working for me. Okay, John, thanks so much for the call. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving and good luck with everything. That's a big thing. This happens a lot, guys. I was talking to a client yesterday. We get really wrapped up on the large issues of our life, whether it's a relationship, a job, finances, debt, all this stuff. And sometimes in order to balance our energy, we have to kind of take a deep breath, focus, ground, and focus on the simple things. What are the decisions that I can make today that are going to empower myself? And sometimes it's like taking a walk with your family. It's like reaching out and making contact. We had Jamil earlier, who I start talking about an apprenticeship, and he doesn't even realize that someone had offered him that position on kind of a semi-part-time basis, but he's thinking so big that he's got to find his calling immediately. He's got to find the perfect job. But sometimes when we slow down and we have an experience, we can build from there. Smaller choices lead to a bigger life. And oftentimes human nature is to think about things in these grand visuals. And so slow your energy down. And that's the whole point of this week. It's about reflection. It's about being thankful for the fact that you're breathing, that the lights are on, that your family's there, that you're connecting with people. And it's funny, I was talking to a client the other day, and we were talking about this week, and she was having a hard time being thankful about anything. But again, she was thinking about big joys. She wanted, a couple hundred grand in the bank. She wanted the perfect job. She wants her house to sell. She wants to move. And we become so focused on those big things, we miss the smaller blessings. You've heard me talk before about many miracles. The weather is perfect today. Someone made you smile. A song made you feel good. So this week, try and focus on the small things. Are the leaves pretty? Did the sun hit your lawn in a certain way that just made you have a moment to reflect and be thankful? Because it's all about that. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to meet our new team member, Brian. Oh, we have to know everything about him. I need to know where he's from. What kind of TV does he watch? I mean, who am I working with?
Details.
I need details, exactly. God's in the details, people. So we'll talk a little bit more about some trash TV. We'll talk about the sweepstakes. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. I'm thankful for all of you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupp is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupp can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com, click on our appearances or events page, and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha! Serious. So raise your glass
if you are. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Oh, my God, the show's almost over. I can't believe it. Don't forget, you can win the 10-week course, Color is My Prozac. Enter our sweepstakes by going to our Facebook page. Click like if you already haven't done so. I really don't know what you're doing because we have a lot of fun up there. I uploaded pictures from the cooking school. You can see how badly I need a haircut. I look like a mountain man. No offense to mountain people.
You
but it's
know.
Not-
That's a sight I'd love to see.
You can't even see this curl in the back. I got some kind of curl going
on. You have DuckTales?
Yeah, it's working.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
So, guys, we're going to go to an instant feedback question. We have Carol in Vermont. She says, I'm really at a crossroads. Please help me with my grief as I move into a new chapter in my life. Carol, great question. So I find a lot of people in the New Age self-help and or spiritual community try to avoid grief sometimes. It's like we're programmed to think that we have to be positive every moment of the day. And, you know, if I feel sad or I feel down, then that's creating my reality. I approach it from a different perspective. And I think that the universe offers us an opportunity to experience all emotions for a reason. So if you're grieving right now, I want you to give yourself permission to really get into that. You know, it's one of the things I love in Judaism is, you know, when someone passes, you have 7 days to mourn the loss. Every year we come up with Yom Kippur and you have that time to really go in and find that space to really immerse yourself. And you're supposed to, you know, have your head down.
Cover your
reflect,
mirrors.
Right. And really go for it. So my advice to you, Carol, is whatever you're grieving over, write about it. And the reason I want you to write about it and journal about it is it helps you process what you're thinking. You then move it down into the emotional body so that you can feel it. And then as you write the words and put them on paper, you can release it. So give yourself permission. Give yourself a certain period of time. I'm going to do this for 48 hours, 1 week, 1 month, whatever you see fit for yourself. And then let it go. And you'll move forward from there. I appreciate the question. I wish you the best of luck for everything. And it's good stuff. So, guys, are we ready?
Brian's still doing traffic. He's
oh my God.
It's okay. No big deal. He's new. Just give him some time here.
Jeez,
high expectations from you, Dougal.
So let me explain. Well, we'll do one with. Here's the thing. So I just have to answer this. So Deborah in Seattle, I appreciate this question. She said, "Dougal, I'm so inspired by your show. What do you see for me for my way of employment in the future? Thank you. I appreciate the question. For those of you that send an instant feedback question, it's hard for me to kind of tune in that way. I need a little bit more of a topic because it's hard for me to kind of pull your energy. So if it's a relationship question, if you give me a little bit of detail, so. Deborah, I hope you find a job. I try and call in next week or something like that, but it's a little bit hard for me to connect on that level. Okay, so one of the other things that I wanted to talk about, because you know I always have to do a little bit of trash TV talk. Have you seen the Muppets? They're everywhere. It's driving me crazy.
Do you think they picked the right cast members for that?
So here's the thing. I have a friend that works at Disney and she said the movie is amazing. She said it's really, really good because we were at a dinner party and I was like, I'm sick of seeing the Muppets. They're on SNL. They were on the Food Network. I mean, they're everywhere right now. And the truth is, as a kid, I did love Muppets, the movie, and I loved watching the show and everything. And of course, now because Thompson and Tallulah are coming and they're young enough, we were thinking of going and seeing the Muppet movie. Does that make me a loser? Are you interested?
No, I would go there with you because we grew up with that. However, right? Let me tell you about my experience. We went to go see Moneyball a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there was a preview.
How was that?
It was excellent. Like, it's a total, like, kind of a baseball game. We'll get to that on another show. but they showed the preview for the Muppets, and I loved it. I'm like, awesome. nobody else in the theater were down for it.
Really?
And it's because I think it's a generation.
Yeah, I think
they're
blasting
right. everybody right now. Seattle actually just had not too long ago, they had the kind of an expose about the whole Muppet thing. They brought some of the original like things from Jim Henson and the works in Seattle last summer, I believe.
What do you mean an expose?
Or an
Oh, so it wasn't like what goes on behind
no,
doors?
No, no. Sorry, wrong choice of words.
Drunk
there.
Muppets on
an
the
actual,
floor.
Like a showing of everything. Right?
I got you. Okay.
Okay.
An
so,
expo.
Thank you. An expo. Yeah. Pick out the zay. My bad.
Someone gets up at four.
And, it's starting to hit me. Okay, so I really liked the idea, and I was laughing. I loved it. I thought it was a great idea. No one did anything else in the theater, and they were all younger, which I really took notice of because they all wanted to see Brad Pitt and his money thing, you know, whatever.
But how young though? Kid young or teen young?
I think like teen, but still early 20s, but still it didn't drive
right,
what everybody else.
To them.
Exactly. They're like,
and they're used to animation. I mean, whenever I there. Watch cartoons yes. now and kid shows, I'm like, what is going on?
I know.
Because it's completely different levels. So
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know. We might go on Sunday. It depends on whether or not people are screaming and tearing their
If
hair
I were there,
out.
I'd go with you, buddy.
We still have to come up with some kind of a group event the next time.
Well, that's why we're supposed to do Ride the Ducks still, huh?
I know. We're working on it. Of course, I know you didn't watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, did you? You didn't
no,
watch it?
No. Oh,
best scene.
So good.
What's her name with the birth? She was having the birthday party.
Taylor
has a birthday party.
For her daughter.
And
yeah.
they give her a horse, and she's leaning into the horse, and she says, "The only person who has bigger lips than mine."
Oh, my God.
Everything
that's
about
hilarious.
That episode was in that moment. I cannot believe how they had 200 guests. They rented out like a stable or like a farm, and it was apparently a vineyard. They pan and show a huge spread of the gifts that people have brought for this child who was five. I think it's so obnoxious. I think it's so offensive. I don't understand why one part of her brain doesn't look into the camera and at least say, half of these gifts are going to be donated. I mean, my God, come on. But guys, I watched it. I ate it up. I loved every second of it. Why do I love that? Even though I disagree with it, I still have to watch it. It's like I'm obsessed. I can't let it go.
Yeah, it's like watching a car crash.
I was just going to mention that. You can't turn your head away from it. You just have to look.
It's complete. And I think there's just interesting. I'm fascinated by human culture and the way I want to know how people. It's just like when Lindsay uploads a video. I want to see your house. I'm like, I want her to pan around because I'm curious how people live. It's interesting.
Come on, Dougal. That's not fair.
It's not
actually fair.
We got approached from another reality show, who shall remain nameless. They wanted to come film in our house for me to do a reading for someone. And they wanted to do it for free. They wanted to come all day, film in our house with like 40 crew to read for some person I can't say.
You wouldn't get anything from it?
No.
What?
I
ever.
Know.
No, I, was like, I don't
no.
believe it. No,
I said, here's the, and I give a very reasonable price. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm willing to sell out for, basically. And here are my rules, and they still wouldn't do it. So when it does air, I'm curious who ended up doing it for free, and then maybe we'll gossip about it. All right, someone on Facebook, I love this. Jocelyn wrote, her Thanksgiving menu is maple brine smoked turkey. Mm. Maple brine smoked.
Ooh.
I do like smoked turkey, and you can, Jocelyn, you can make a great pea soup with that afterwards, just saying. Cranberry orange relish. Sweet potato au gratin.
Oh, yeah.
Jocelyn, why don't we hang out more? Green bean casserole and homemade pumpkin pie. Okay, so I got to get real. David wants to make a pumpkin pie. I don't believe in it.
Why not? I know you even said if I make it, you're going to go buy one anyway.
It's kind of like you made a cranberry sauce, which is delicious, but I also need a can that still looks like the can when we open it. It's important to me. It's kind of my white trash moment that I need it to be on like a little silver dish looking exactly like a can. So maybe we should do both. Maybe we can do a cooking contest where I can see if I like the
a little competition
one.
There, cooking competition.
Exactly.
Oh, here it comes. Well, without further ado, let me jump in. Brian has gone. Well, he's here.
Yay.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Well,
Brian, it's day two. How are you liking your new job?
Oh, it's excellent. It's excellent over here.
So what do we need to know about you? How old are you?
Oh, I'm 21, turned 22 in April.
Am I allowed to ask anything?
You can
ask
anything.
Oh,
you...
no. You just
he has no idea
up,
what's happening
exactly.
right now. Are you in a relationship?
I am in a relationship.
Name?
Ashley.
Ashley, how long have you been together?
Ooh, 3.5 years.
Three and a half years. All right. So this is real. This has weight. This is happening. I enjoy that. Favorite current television show?
Ooh, Entourage. Just ended, but still
Entourage.
Great.
So you're an Entourage person. All right, all right. Second up, second runner up?
Ooh, I'm just starting to get into Dexter, but I finished Battlestar Galactica last week.
Battlestar
Galactica? The original?
No, the remake.
Oh, boo! Goes back to the Muppets.
So here's my issue with Dexter. I can't sleep after I watch it. It's an amazing show, but it's kind of intense and creepy, and there's too much blood, and then I can't sleep. So are you into that kind of, like, you know, kind of reminds me of any kind of crime scene situation? You like that stuff, or are you more into the dramatic part?
Not so much. I'm more into the action part of it. My girlfriend handles the dramatic, so if I can get both on the same show, though, we can watch it together, and it makes a great date night that's really cheap.
I was going to say, and what show does she force you to watch?
Ooh, I watched a little bit of One Tree Hill when we first started dating, but that ended quickly once I set the limits there on my...
Guys, so Brian is going to be answering our calls, and occasionally we will pull him onto the show to grill him about his life and expose more than he's probably aware of. Are you okay with that, Brian?
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Wow. All the kids today, they're so young, so virile.
So good stuff. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking the calls. I really appreciate it, and... we are the best show. I'm just saying. I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have the most fun here. So, guys, thank you for everything this week. I hope you have an amazing holiday. Remember what we talked about. Respect the bird. Take some time to just have some downtime. Be with your family. Turn the TV off. Turn the iPod off. Turn the computer off. You'll see me doing it. But enter the sweepstakes first. I hope you have a really great Thanksgiving. I will be back live next week taking all of your calls. I appreciate everything. Have a wonderful day. Benny, happy Thanksgiving. David, of course, I'll be with you. And Brian, welcome to the show, people. I'll see you soon. Bye, guys.